Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Do that. Eddie F. a little later on this morning. Going to phone the program. Nick will be here. Craig's in the house. TNTRadioEmpire.com for the podcast and the streaming. Or wherever you get your podcast downloads, because we're on pretty much every format.
All the good platforms. Right.
And all the radio stations we're on, please. Patronize the advertisers. Advertising works. And get vaccinated.
That works too.
Yeah, because if you don't want to, you don't care. Maybe your family wants you around. You know, you ever think of that? Maybe your kids want you around. You ever think of that?
Hey, get your truck down to the border now.
Oh, that's right.
You see, we just got a good question on the email.
What was the question?
Whether or not we've run across Dave the pigeon in the parking garage.
No.
Remember?
I thought I ran into a homeless lady walking in there. I mean, actually, I thought I hit her. No. I was coming through the parking garage yesterday morning, and it was like a Walking Dead lady walking towards me. And then I realized, I'm thinking, is this like a homeless lady walking towards me? And then I realized, no, she was going somewhere to work real early, and she was like groggy like the rest
and
of us.
And she was thinking the same thing about you.
Well, I was in the car. I was driving, and it was right down at the bottom of the hill before we come up five parking garages high, whatever, like five floors high. And I think she was just like going somewhere early to make the donuts look like, you know. But she was kind of walking sideways with a cigarette. I'm thinking, oh, she's not homeless. She just burned out going to work like the rest of us.
Was it you that run into the woman who talked about Dave the Pigeon? Who ran it?
We got an email.
We got an email from somebody in this building said, yeah, I haven't seen Dave the Pigeon yet. No. He's an ass, right?
No, I think she said that
Dave's
all
cool.
But Dave were cool.
Yeah.
We're an ass. Right. Dave is cool.
Right. She named the pigeon.
Yeah.
Maybe it was that lady I almost hit coming in then.
They might not hang out on this floor.
Yeah.
Because we're on a certain floor in the parking garage.
We don't know.
Yeah, I've already noticed there's a bus stop not far from here that I drive by every morning coming in, and there's the same guy sitting at the bus stop three mornings in a row now. And
getting work, or is he homeless?
No, he looks like he's heading to work, too.
Got
he's got that same zombie look on his face.
Because, you know, we dress like we're homeless, so anybody could be going to work looking like us, you know.
Yeah, but he looks like he's going to make the donuts or make the coffee or whatever,
exactly,
and hates it.
Too freaking early.
Was on this date in 18 and 62.
Or wait until he can get insurance for his car again.
Could be.
Or DUI guy.
I always suspect them of being DUI guy.
Yeah, that's not fair.
If I see a guy in jeans riding a bike.
Well, that's different.
That's DUI guy.
Well, this guy's at a bus
waiting
stop.
For a bus.
Yeah, this is a bus stop.
Waiting for the bus. They played that song, Craig, the other
night? Yes, they did.
Oh, cool. Craig saw ZZ Top. They played Beers, Drinkers, and Hellraisers.
No.
That's a Dusty song.
It's my favorite ZZ. I know, but they played some of his songs.
Unless I missed it.
They had to play some of his songs.
No, I looked at the set. I think Tush was the only one.
Really?
Yeah.
That's stupid. They got similar voices. Play Dusty's songs.
Yeah.
He can sound like them, you know?
Yeah. Because
they really had similar voices.
Most people just don't know.
No, they have similar voices.
You don't care. It's ZZ Top.
And they traded vocals a lot in that band, and they weren't that different.
The average person probably couldn't spot the difference.
No. Now, to them,
they knew.
They probably sound a lot different.
Oh, of course they do, but.
And to the hardcores.
But still, play those songs.
They
if you're going to keep touring, play those songs. You know?
Yeah, but Billy's probably like, I don't know the words.
I don't know the words of Beer Drinkers, Hellraisers.
I don't know. I got to learn that.
Yeah. That's my favorite ZZ Top song.
It's Only Love. Yep. I always like that one. Deep cut.
Yeah. I could gripe about that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I talked to someone who said that was one of the shows that they loved the most that they'd been to.
No.
That was one of my favorite shows I've ever been to.
That's not true. Because Dusty's not there.
Well, for them, one of their favorite shows that they'd been to. Well, they loved the show.
They're wrong.
Well, they can't be wrong about what they like.
Well, they can be. We've said it before in the show.
Many people are.
They're just wrong. If Dusty Hill's not there, it's not a top 100 ZZ Top show if Dusty Hill's not there. They're just playing it out now because good for them.
This person had never seen ZZ Top. Oh, fairly young person.
Oh, never saw ZZ Top.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
to them, it was a great show.
Consequently, it was
the best. Sure it was a great show, but don't say it's your best.
It was one of his favorite shows.
Oh, I thought he said like his best. One of the best ZZ Top shows you've ever seen.
No. It was one of this person's favorite shows.
Oh, it was absolutely the best ZZ Top show that person had ever seen.
That is true.
It's the only one.
Right. Yeah, that is true. But in a general sense, of all the shows he's seen,
right,
which aren't that many.
Right. Well, I get that.
It was about his favorite, he said.
And to that person's defense, they probably bought the tickets thinking they were going to see the original band.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Everybody on this tour did.
Yeah, Dusty died just recently.
Was on this date in 1862.
Oh, that's a Civil War thing.
Yeah.
Cotton gin.
You might ask me a couple questions about this, and I don't have the answers.
I'll still ask you.
President Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, man, whatever happened to him.
He's an asshat.
Issued a preliminary Emancipation Proclamation.
Oh, man.
Declaring all slaves in rebel states free as of January 1 in 1863.
Yep.
A preliminary. I'm not familiar with a preliminary Emancipation
Proclamation. Well, you kind of had to float it out there. And, you know, do we really want to give people equality?
He put it out on his Twitter.
Do we want people?
You see how that went on Twitter that weekend? That was pretty bad.
Do we really want people to be treated equally?
Yeah, I love how Republicans claim him still. I realize he was a Republican at the time, but now they're trying to get blacks to stop voting. The same party, just the same name. They changed parties in the early 60s. It changed.
It kind of flip-flopped, didn't it?
In the early civil rights movement.
The definition.
The civil rights movement flip-flopped the party's theory on the racial justice. Yeah. Hate to hit you with facts, but that's what happened.
A little history for you.
We're the party of Lincoln. No, you're not.
Later today is the official start of fall in the Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah, 50 degrees right at the house today. I got jeans on.
It's the autumnal equinox.
Yeah. That sucks.
Ushering in the new season
thanks to
the orbit and the tilt of the Earth.
I love fall.
I hate that summer's going away, though, but I do like fall.
Yep.
It happens officially at 3:20 p.m. Eastern.
All right.
Yeah, remind me. I probably will forget.
Yep.
Are we doing anything special at that point? Are we pointing our taint to the sun? It's got to be some kind of celebration we could do.
There should be a celebration.
Welcome in the equinox. Whip your ball. Yeah.
Fighting through school pickup traffic?
My butt.
That'll probably be how I'll be doing it.
Oh, yeah. You still got to do that, don't you?
At 2:20 in the p.m.
Yeah. Oh, you said
Central time?
It's Central.
Okay.
3:20 Eastern.
Raise your ass to the sun. Pray.
I'll do it at 3:20 because that's right when the sun passes over the equator.
All right.
It's got to be at a special time. Show your taint. The autumnal equinox.
Don't know if that's a thing. I think it's turn your clocks up 4 hours.
And the taint thing.
Right. Or you're just your six pack if you're a woman.
Set your taint ahead 4 hours. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I'm only halfway listening here.
I'm not listening to myself.
Autumnal equinox, your taint should be safe from sunburn.
Right. Mm.
But you might want to lather something on there anyway. Right. I know.
Of course you do. Who doesn't?
Mine comes pre-lathered. that sounds
or
gross.
Better yet, have someone lather it for you.
Oh, yeah. You did it already.
Yeah.
Looking forward to doing that. Yeah. It's already done.
Yeah.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At the National Weather Service, meteorologist Alan Curtis says a weaker La Nina this year means a slightly warmer than usual winter.
Oh, that'd be great.
For the Midwest, that includes the southern half of Nebraska, Iowa, and Wisconsin, and all of Missouri and Illinois.
All right.
According to what I see here, not sure about Kansas. Sorry about that.
I'd rather have snow than 40 degrees below zero. I really would.
Right.
Yeah, that 40 degrees.
Rather have snow than too cold for snow.
Yep. Yep, I would. That's the only choice we have in this part of the country. So I'd rather have the snow than no temperatures. I just can't handle. I never could handle it. But yeah,
they said the same thing last winter, and we got buried for 6 weeks in a row, and
it wasn't.
But eventually,
it wasn't 10, 20 below.
No, but we were getting.
And
just
I can't do that.
Snowstorms. Yeah. And you were equally as pissy.
If they keep guessing the same thing, they will get it right.
No, I'd be more pissy when I get out of the car and there's no temperature.
Or when we owe somebody degrees.
Yeah.
Now, that's even worse.
I'm pissy with snow. I get it. But
I believe the Farmer's Almanac also concurs with the... That was from the National Weather Service, right?
Yeah.
Their long-range projection?
Right.
We're getting into Todd's territory now.
You're right.
Yeah, winter's coming. It happens every freaking year.
Yeah, it's got something to do with the way the Earth tilts.
Yeah, exactly. Well, on the bright side, Christmas is around the corner.
And goes around the sun. Are there any places that are all decked out for Christmas yet?
I haven't been to the store. Yeah. Halloween. Remember, Halloween will, like the Walgreens, Halloween will be there first. It's there now, obviously.
No, there's got to be some Christy stores that are all ready to go. Hobby Lobby, yep. I bet you they got their Christmas trees up already.
Suck it, Jesus.
I don't visit the Hobby Lobby.
Good timing, Craig.
I got to go to Costco later this week.
There's got
to
be a Christmas
they
aisle.
They generally are prettier.
Now, they still have a Halloween
stuff.
Aisle, but they just take a whole other aisle and make it Christmas early.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to get rid of Halloween. If one for Halloween, they'd all be Christmas aisles right now. We talk about this every year.
I seem to remember
Nobody
the
cares.
Last few years going into Costco sometime around late September, October and going already
Christmas
like trees and nutcrackers and crap up front.
Yeah, you think we'd be prepared for that by now. It's been happening for about a decade.
Well, like or I better said, we're actually lucky Halloween's in the middle there. We'd be screwed.
No, we're lucky people get off on Halloween here.
They get off on Halloween everywhere, Tom. Yeah. It's everywhere. Halloween is huge. It's a huge adult thing. And now it's going to be bigger because if kids are going to be able to get vaccinated beforehand, they might go trick-or-treat a little bit. They'll trick-or-treat anyway.
Does the rest of the world get off on Halloween?
I don't think
strictly American?
I think that's an American holiday, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Well, my son down in Mexico, they do the...
Day of the Dead, right?
Right.
Is that in the spring? Is that in the fall?
No, that's November 1st, I think.
Okay.
And they honor people in their lives that have passed. They set up little
shrines.
That's
their deal. I got no problem with Halloween. People love Halloween.
And we wear goofy costumes.
Yeah. And they for like hundreds of years, right?
Yeah, they pay tributes to their loved ones.
Yeah.
Well, this says observed by Western Christians and many non-Christians around the world. So
really?
But they might do it differently, right?
Yeah, but not trick-or-treating. I think trick-or-treating is specifically American.
I saw this great...
Canadians.
And Ireland.
Potatoes.
Ireland, Canada, United States. According to History.com, traditions include costume parties, trick-or-treating, pranks, and games.
Did you see the meme of the costume that might be the best costume ever? It's a guy. You know those half-and-half ones where they have a guy, sometimes a woman and a man? This dude was Freddie Mercury and Freddy Krueger.
Wow.
I know.
Split right down the middle.
Right down. You saw the picture post? I kept thinking it was Photoshopped. Because it's so good. Because he has a half a hat on, the Freddy Krueger hat.
Me too.
I'm about three quarters of a hat on right now. That's all I hear, too. I got a hat on.
And the Freddie Mercury side was like Live Aid Freddie Mercury, like the wife, the white tank
to make
top
it, and
the jeans.
And the stash and the hair, the perfect Freddie Mercury hair on the right. And then the other side is... The hats, you know, he's got a... Oh, just to make... Find it and
it
post
was really
it.
Good.
Yeah.
Right.
Did he have the little white tennis shorts on?
No. It's a Live Aid bit.
Yeah,
okay. Jeans,
The Live Aid look.
The wife beater and the, you know, the stud arm thing around his hand.
Right. Yep.
Can we call them the wife beater?
You know what? I never liked that term when they started calling him that. I said, it's because it's called a T-shirt. But, you know.
No, it's not a T-shirt. It's a tank top. Shirt.
It's an A shirt. I know they're A shirts. I buy them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm wearing one right now.
Yeah.
You know what? And I've always called them wife beaters. And you know what's made me stop is.
It's your wife?
Your daughter.
No, my daughter.
Yeah.
Having a daughter. And I've catch myself saying, oh, I should not say that.
Yeah. Yeah. My daughter never liked that term either. And I don't usually say it, but, you know, it's what it is. Yeah. It's a horrible term if you really think about it. We know that. You're right. Okay. The A shirt, whatever. The muscle, you know.
And. You do have to go a couple of steps for that to explain why it's a wife beater.
Never hit a woman in my life, and I wear that shirt once. I don't wear it underneath or anything. I hate that crap. I never understood.
But you have to go through a few steps, you know, trailer parks and you know that sort of thing.
You got to make a lot of stereotypes.
Kid Rock. Right. Yeah. Yes. Well, you have to make a lot of stereotypes to get around to, oh, that's why it's a wife
trailer
beater.
Park, Kid Rock, that douchebag. He wears that, you know. It looks like he looks like he's wearing a wife
I'm
beater.
Sure it appeared frequently on the show Cops.
Yeah, that's always where I was.
Well,
they
were shirtless on Cops.
Mostly shirtless, yeah, but if they had a shirt on, it was
the
one
wife
of those.
Yeah. It's a horrible name. And they don't put them on the packages. Like, you're not walking through the
Target. No, if you're looking for one, you can't just go find one.
I bet you guys have said that. Can I help you, sir? Yeah, I'm looking for wife beaters. I bet you that's been asked of an employee.
Get on Amazon now and search wife beaters.
No. No.
See if it comes up with anything. I bet you it does. They cover everything.
They might, but I'm just saying, I bet you an employee at a department store has been asked that straight-faced. Straight face.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
You put in wife beater to Amazon and you get A shirts. You get the undershirt.
You don't get mug shots.
No.
You get shirts.
Amazon knows what you're talking about.
But if we suggest
Amazon should say, like Alexa, we don't call it that, and it type in something else. I mean it's a brutal name.
But if someone were to suggest that we no longer use that term, people would get offended.
No, I don't think we should use it either. I usually don't say it. I just said it out loud we were just talking about T-shirts, so I threw it out there, and I forgot that I shouldn't be saying that, you know?
I mean, I hate to sound all woke and everything, but, you know, maybe it's a good thing that racism isn't funny anymore.
No, you're
right. Maybe it's a good thing that misogyny isn't funny anymore to some people.
Right.
There's lots of stuff that's funny out there. Maybe we don't need to...
No, we don't.
You know, enhance... racism by making jokes about it, just make light of it.
Oh yeah, I get that. We've changed ourselves a lot.
Yeah,
in situation.
Yeah.
Everybody poops. That's just what we do now.
You normalize misogyny when you joke about it. You normalize racism when you joke about it. So yeah, I've kind of approached it.
But that is a good point. I wonder if somebody would actually stand by and say we can't even say wife beater anymore because somebody actually probably would say.
Oh, they would probably organize a movement.
Oh yeah, maybe marching.
Yeah, generally it's A shirts or ribbed tank top is what they
right.
The official name.
Okay, got it.
You'll see a lot
ribbed
of
for her pleasure, by the way, over your gut.
Right.
Well, and there are female versions of this. If
they're hot.
And that is.
Oh,
such
I
a
like
look.
A woman in a wife beater.
Oh, it's such a. Good
oh, that
look.
Is a good look. And,
yeah, that's a great look.
You'll see that on Tan Line Tuesday every once in a while.
Yeah. Because obviously there's no bra in that situation either, usually.
Well, the one I'm looking at specifically has got an extra little cut right in the middle.
To show
a little cleavage.
Yeah, you got to make that little snip.
Yeah. I got about half a hat on over here.
Half?
Hat. Yeah, get that Freddie Mercury costume. That's pretty cool. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, Google wife beater and they'll take you down to Del Rio, Texas. And guys in their trucks. Yeah. How many trucks does it take? To cover the entire Mexican
I don't know.
Border.
Abbott, that dumbass, is since the walls don't work and walls blow down, when the walls come blowing down, he's going to line up cars for miles. I don't know. Maybe he has a deal with a dealer. I don't know. Or just necks are going to show up in their trucks to you know, shoot at Haitians or something.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah,
I'm sure a lot of Republican governors will send their state troopers down.
Oh, yeah, our governor's doing speeches now on the border, and we're in Nebraska.
I think the South Dakota governor did the same thing, too.
Oh, yeah.
Sending state patrol guys
worst.
Down
Fisher.
To the border.
Yeah, and the Iowa's governor's a douchebag, too. What's her name?
Kim Reynolds.
Yeah, Kim Reynolds.
All right, I just retweeted.
Can a woman be a douchebag?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's
it's kind of what their deal
is. That's a
general
term.
Right?
That's a generic term.
It is, and they're the ones who use douches.
That's gender neutral.
Right.
Yeah, I just retweeted the the Freddy costume. The half
it's excellent.
Half.
Check it out. That's UT Radio Empire.
One person hospitalized after a fire at the Caesars Superdome in Louisiana.
Oh, that's Caesars now.
They were painting the roof.
Well, Caesars has the naming rights for that, huh?
Yeah, I know Mercedes-Benz let it go.
Something started on fire.
Caesars Pizza or Caesars gambling app?
No, gambling.
Yes. Oh, the gambling app.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't think Caesars Pizza was still even a thing.
No, it is.
Caesar Caesar?
No, yeah.
The sports book.
Yeah.
I heard this morning that, they were washing the roof.
Yeah, what happened?
And the machine started on fire.
That makes sense.
Oh, because, because
the washing machine.
Yeah, the report yesterday says smoke coming from the roof. I'm thinking, oh, my God, they'll never go back there. That place is cursed. It was just the roof for a second, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Small.
Quickly contained damage to the gutter tube portion of the roof. Workers allowed back in.
Yeah, the pressure washer blew up.
Right.
Gutter tube's a great derogatory term for somebody, too.
I like it.
Like the person I just mentioned earlier.
She's a gutter tube.
Let's continue that one.
All right, I'll write it down.
Yeah, write that down. Boogie, write that down. Gutter tube, I kind of like that. All right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.